Welcome back to the Red Dirt Road Podcast. Got the old crew back. Me and a cousin, Alex, country music fan.
Yeah. Happy to be back, man. It's been a while.
How's it going? This is the first episode we've kind of both recorded together here this year. Because the one we had released this year, we recorded end of last year. Then our last one, I was sick and you were just recording. So
yeah, I'm excited I cameoed on the DeFord Bailey episode there for you.
We're going to try a little bit of that. We got Matt Chase, who's always on here. He's on here once a month, just like you. I'm going to have one where it's all three of us, kind of have some different combinations. I talked about having Emma be another host, maybe just you and her talking, or maybe all three of us. Kind of some different combinations here.
Yeah, just change it up a little bit. Like, you know, good.
It was good. I think you guys both did well.
That was good. I honestly just want to meet Matt Chase because I never met him before. He seems like a pretty cool dude.
Yes. Local Ohio singer-songwriter. Got a song coming out this month, Come to Ohio. So we've had a couple podcasts talking about stuff like that. So definitely. But so this song, finally we are here. It is the last song on Hard Working Man, which, by the way, I think this is your first time talking about a Hard Working Man song because you kind of left there at the end of Brand New Man.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you were never on a Hard Working Man song. So you got here in there for this weird little song here.
Because I was going to say, my cameos were never really related to Brooks and Dunn specifically. I know the live show that we did, that was when we were bashing Dan and Shay with everybody there at your apartment. And then, this is the first time I've been on the pod for Hard Working Man, I believe.
So this is the Boot Scootin' Boogie Club Mix. And yes, you're hearing that right. This is an actual song released by Brooks and Dunn off of their second album, the very last song off of Hard Working Man. Longest song in the album, 6 minutes and 29 seconds. Now, I believe that no other song on that album even got to 5 minutes. They have one song that's in the 4 minute range. All the rest of them are under 4 minutes. So this is much longer than your typical Brooks and Dunn song, including the original version of this song, Boot Scootin' Boogie. And, you know, I don't really want to spend a ton of time talking about this song. I got a little bit of a breakdown. It's kind of hard to break down this song or this version, but I try my best here. So obviously not really going to talk about the lyrics of the song a whole lot. You know, we already reviewed this song in the past, but this specific version, it's got like a 12 second intro of a car speeding by. Now, that's not heard in the original version of the song. However, I think that kind of comes from the music video. They got someone driving a car at the beginning of that. So I think that's maybe why they used that. And then you got Ronnie Dunn saying, Cadillac, black jacket down, boot scootin' boogie. And then it has this aggressive, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's this 80s TV show style sound drop, which they use throughout the entire show. It's in some different songs from the 80s as well. And that's kind of heard throughout this entire song. The first verse is the same as the original, except for it's got that this repetitive loud drum beat, just making it more club, I guess, electronic sounding. And then when it says, when the sun goes down, you hear this weird little voice and you're like, what is he saying? I looked up and he says, I'm just bound to get a good old country dance. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't hear it. That's interesting. I didn't catch that.
When Ronnie Dunn, when he belts out, when the sun goes down, there's this little guy talking. And I don't know. I didn't even know what he was saying. I looked up the lyrics, and that's what he says. Sounds like Bart Simpson is what I wrote down.
Hmm.
Not sure why they needed that.
Yeah.
You got the chorus, which is just the regular chorus, but it's filled with, again, these 80s TV show sound drops.
But you can't forget the backspin, that like the weird sounding backspin that happens right before the chorus.
Explain like that. Explain the backspin.
Well, it's like, you know, when the DJ takes the turntable thing and it makes that weird scratching noise, but it's like a synthetic scratching noise. Almost like a like that stuff. And then it boom. And then it goes back into like Cadillac, Blackjack, come on, take me out back. We're gonna boogie. It's like so weird. Makes it very choppy, but a very interesting point there.
And then there's this, the harmonica used a lot in this version of the song. It's got this harmonica breakdown after the chorus. The second verse uses, again, these drum beats and then harmonica in it a lot. And then after that, I put, this is kind of where it gets weird. Because at this point, you're midway through the song, 3 minutes and some seconds in. And for the rest of the song, it has the second chorus. And then after the second chorus, all it does is have the rest of it is just choruses. It's just, it repeats the chorus, sort of parts of the chorus for the rest of it. I noted that it uses the words get down a total of 9 times after the second chorus. 9 times after the second chorus. Get down. It is so repetitive. You've got half of the song. It's just like little shots, little clips of bits and pieces of the chorus. There's also a harmonica solo that inside the solo, it's just them saying, get down. So yeah. That's kind of my breakdown of this. Man, this is what a piece of crap song here. I mean, just they took this song and they have ruined it. This I put down right here. This is the worst song that we've reviewed on this podcast.
Worse than anything in the original Kix Brooks album.
Oh, like yeah.
You were I know you were bashing the river.
Well, like because Kix Brooks this one, back in the day. This one's a whole 6 some seconds long, 6 minutes some seconds. So this song is like me banging my head against the wall. I will say you actually were not on here to review. I would say Blue Christmas, their version of Blue Christmas is god awful. And if you've not listened to it, that's my second worst. It's very close. Okay. But this one is just, what a pitiful song. I don't know why it's so long. I don't know why they did this. I think this song should be buried and burned and just throw out the history books on the song. And I don't think that they ever did this ever again. I don't think they ever went back to this formula. It's just, it hurts my ears and it hurts my heart. And I'll leave it at that.
I think let me provide a little bit of a defense for this, just to play the devil's advocate here. I think what they're trying to do is, because, you know, in the mid 90s or like late 80s, how there was like the techno craze where, you know, people would be constantly listening to music that sounds like this. And honestly, the backing, the club mix version of this sounds a lot like, or at least the drum beat, the backbeat to it sounds like The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson. It sounds remarkably similar to that. And I don't think it fits with the song at all. But I think what it was originally intended to do was to provide a good, like, or a way for people to, for people who are connoisseurs of other music to perhaps get into, like Brooks and Dunn or country music, you know, because they're, at the nightclub, they can play the club mix of Boot Scoot and Boogie and people will dance to it. But, like, I don't know, man. I think that anybody who knows the song well, I don't think will like it that much and will think that, like you've said, like they've destroyed it. But if this is the only version you've ever heard of, like, then you're surely missing out, but you're definitely not a country music fan. That's for sure. I mean, but yeah, I can sort of see. I don't think this is the worst song that they've written, though. Like, I honestly think my The River for Kix Brooks, that stands as the worst song
I was listening to that before I went on here because I had to go back. I mean, I'm not saying the river is good at all, but I do think, and I don't think it's by a whole lot, but I think this one's worse. I think if it had just been cut off at 3.5 minutes, then I'd see what you're talking about, but I got to go with this song. Well,
I think in defense of the 6 minute part, you know how they said like, you know, the get down, get down, get down, that stuff, honestly, that's probably supposed to be the dance break where like everybody's dancing and shit and doing weird
when
stuff.
When he says that get down and I hear those drum beats, all it makes me think of is just going to the cabinet and grabbing a Tylenol, because it is just me banging my head against the wall every time I hear this song. Oh my God, I can't listen to this thing the whole way through. So something you said there, I hadn't really thought of it that way. I kind of thought of it that they made this version for the clubs. I hadn't really thought of it. Maybe they were trying to get people interested in it that were not country music fans. But I will say that regardless, it is terrible because...
Yeah, and they never did it again.
So... There is a, I don't know if you probably have heard it. Very good timing. There is a version on like TikTok and Instagram and stuff of Neon Moon going around. And it's probably not a whole song. I don't know if it's a whole song or just the chorus or whatever. But there's this version of Neon Moon that absolutely butchers it. It has, of course, the same lyrics, but the song, it's nothing like it. It's like this kind of like half sort of a like a mid-tempo dance type song where it's like Neon Moon is a slow song. The lyrics don't even go with being kind of a happy dance song. If you hear it, you know what I'm talking about. And people share this video and I'm like, that sounds terrible. So
it went viral, man. It's crazy. It's just like TikTok butchered the a beautiful song "Freight Train" by Alan Jackson. Dubstep version of the song "Freight Train" on TikTok. It's gone viral, and it's so weird. But it's a lot like Neon Moon. It's just taken. TikTok has butchered these country songs, man.
Now that you mention it, when I've been on Alan Jackson's Spotify, Freight Train is one of the more popular songs now. And I'm like, what? I'm like, Freight Train? I don't remember that one being one of his most popular ones, really.
It's not. That's because nobody knew about it before it showed up on TikTok.
That explains it full circle here. So, that's about it for this. I mean, I just think it's what would you say? This is second worst in your book?
Man, that's tough. Probably second worst or third worst. But if it was third worst, I'd have to find something that's not the river that would go in second place.
You can't say the river twice.
I know. So probably second worst, yeah.
Oh, you know, I just forgot about Tomorrow's World. Oh, this might be right there with it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's fair. If it was going to be third worst, then Tomorrow's World is going to be.
Although that's not a Brooks and Dunn song at all. It's only Kix Brooks is on it, but there's like 30 other people, but I didn't like that song. Anyway, that's going to be it today. Wrapping up this album and got the album review coming up. I don't know, next month, probably. Sometime soon, gonna get that at you. See you guys next time.